I keenly remember my baptism at South Highland Church in Little Rock, Arkansas. Baptistry was backed by a picture of the River Jordan. It was an artist's conception, but it made it appear that those standing in that pool were standing in water that came from the Jordan. I also keenly remember my experience with the Lord's Supper. "Do this in memory of me" was drummed into my mind and my young heart. And I have to say now in retrospect, I was really too hard on myself. I would read passages of Scripture to keep my mind from wandering during the Lord's Supper. I would imagine Jesus hanging on the cross and the awful pain he suffered for me, afraid that my mind would wander and I would drink damnation rather than salvation when I participated in the meal. However, I'm sure that I made Jesus feel joy, contrary to my misgivings, to see my intent mind straining at keeping nothing else but him in mind. But I think that he knew that I would wander away if I didn't make my feeble attempts at remembering. That's why he left us this beautiful meal and soaring scriptures like this: "As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. What matters is whether we have been transformed into a new creation. May God's peace and mercy be upon all who live by this principle. They are the new people of God." That's from Galatians 6. So whether I feel like it or not, whether I want to go to the coast or the mountains or not, whether friends and family try to tempt me to skip, I think there is something corrective and inspiring about this meal. For 62 years, my mind, strong or weak, I have been reminded that there is something medicinal about the Lord's Supper. It is a dose of love when you feel unloved. It is family, purpose, and direction when your life feels adrift. It is saying yes to the great someone when you feel convictionless. It is courage when you don't know what to say to the world. It is humility when you feel prideful. I don't want you to worry, as I did as a young man, that you have to have perfect control of your mind and your thoughts. I do want you to think about Jesus. Not me, not anyone else sitting here. Just think about him and how much he loves you. Insist that Jesus is our song, our creed, our manifesto, and our only testimony. May nothing ever distract us from that. And so would you eat this meal with me now?